congratulations on the two home runs. And how did it feel to be out there and
Well, it felt good to be out there and, you know, be able to contribute. Obviously, lately we've had a lot of left-handed starters going, so we've had the guys that go out there and play against those guys, and they've been doing really well. We've been playing well, so, you know, to be able to go out there and contribute and play well, you know, when it's our turn to play, it feels good.
That second home run, it was 11 pitches. He had you 0-2. You fouled off 5 balls, worked it back to 3-2. What was the pitch you got from him?
It was just a fastball, a little bit more down than the ones that I was fouling off. You know, he was making some tough pitches. Obviously, you can look at the radar gun and see what kind of stuff he has. He throws hard, and he's got a really good slider. But, you know, I got behind 0-2, and I was able to foul a few pitches off, and the more I got into the at-bat, you know, the better my timing with him got, and I was able to, you know, kind of recognize the pitch earlier and earlier and earlier throughout the at-bat, and then, you know, I was fouling balls off, then I got a fastball a little bit more down in the zone that I could get the barrel to, and hit it pretty good.
You ever gone 5 for 40 with five home runs?
Yeah, last year in AAA, I did it at exactly this time. I had 3 weeks straight where the only hits I hit were home runs, and, I mean, I'll take that. I mean, it's not what I want to be. Obviously, I'd much rather be getting hits also. But, you know, I said that a long time ago last year and the year before that. I've done it before where I've sacrificed power for hits, and it still didn't turn out well. So, I mean, obviously there's not much of a difference in a 220 and a 240 hitter at one point. But if you're able to contribute and drive in runs, you know, when you do connect it, it's definitely better off than taking your singles. So I just go up there and I try to have a good at bat and continue to try to have the same approach and drive the ball. And when you feel good, you get hits and you drive the ball. And when you don't, there's a lot of swinging and missing, but that's the way it goes, you know.
At first, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How worried are you when guys like Cespedes and Chris Farmer are both out of the lineup and there's such great offensive?
Very aware. You know, they're two of our impact players. I mean, you know, as far as this year, the most consistent guys, the MVPs of the team are Donaldson and Coco, and then Cespedes been swinging the bat really well lately. So to have both two of those three guys out, you know, it's definitely something where the rest of the lineup's got to pick up the slack. And, you know, to be able to do that tonight and help do that felt really good.
First home run of changeup, was it?
Yeah.
Pitch changeup, got to lift it up a little bit.
Yeah, I had a runner on first, and I was looking for a pitch I could pull, you know, to try to get it in the hole, or if I could lift it, great. And it was just a first pitch changeup, and I was able to get under it. And I got deked on it. I thought I was getting caught, yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things where I wasn't trying to do that at that point. I was just trying to pull the ball to, you know, hopefully get red to third, and I got it in the air.
So you think you can throw later? Because that was a good deke.
That was an incredible deke. I told him that when he got to first base, but, you know, obviously he deked me so well. I didn't want to give him credit for it. You know, I don't want him to do it again. So, but he deked everybody. Me and Reddick both thought he was, you know, going to catch it. The only thing I thought that was going to go to at least the track. And he was standing 10 feet in front of the track, and then it went over his head. But, you know, I'm glad it was a deke, and I'm glad he didn't catch it. Sure.
Even though the Yankees have had their injuries and they're not playing with their best lineup, when you're able to still already take the series, does that kind of put a feather in your cap?
Well, it feels good to take the series from anybody. You know, I mean, obviously when we were going through that stretch and we had guys, you know, down and we weren't playing very well, nobody felt sorry for us. And, I mean, you know, yeah, they've got guys out, but I don't, you know, we still got to go out there and play good baseball and win the games. And we don't care if there's, you know, their AAA team up here playing against us. A win is a win, and we'll take it.